Christy, something happened a long time ago in Haiti, and people may not want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French, Napoleon III and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French. It's a true story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. You know, the Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other, desperately poor. That island of Hispaniola is one island. Mm-hmm. It's cut down the middle. On the one side is Haiti. On the other side is the Dominican Republic. Yeah. Dominican Republic is prosperous, mm-hmm. healthy, full of resorts, etc. Mm-hmm. Haiti is in desperate poverty. Same islands. Mm-hmm. They need to have, and we need to pray for them, a great turning to God. Mm-hmm. And out of this tragedy, I'm optimistic something good may come.
The insane comments of Pat Robertson, still people reacting to that over what happened in Haiti. I think just terrible what the people there are going through. Your heart just aches for the people, I think, of Haiti. So many bodies still buried underneath the rubble there. There are some good heartwarming stories of people being rescued, of course. But now the FAA has halted air traffic to Haiti, and there are lots of people trying to get there however they can to just reach out and help, whether it's medically or whether it's through some other function. Sad, sad stories for the UN, their greatest loss of life, in fact, now Haiti, because so many were there. And we'll talk more about that as we move along, but very pleased to welcome to the show right from the get-go, Pastor Stuart Farley. The pastor is a board member of International Missions Outreach Haiti and recently has made a bunch of trips to Haiti. Pastor, thanks for coming on. This has to be a tough time for you.
Thanks, Kate. It's just been a real difficult time going through all this, yes.
I played the comments from Pat Robertson because people on America Tonight had reacted to me and sent me emails about what he said. Your thoughts on those outrageous statements? A terrible time, of course, to even bring those thoughts up, but what do you think?
Well, I don't understand why he would even consider making those kind of statements at a time like this. Our focus sure doesn't need to be on some theological debate that's going on. It doesn't matter what took place 200 years ago in that nation. The people, those of us that have been involved with them for the last 25 years, find that most every Haitian I've ever come across has been a loving, kind, good person, working hard, striving to just keep their life together and their family together and make it.
The mission that you're part of actually employs 210 people in Haiti. I'm wondering, and this is a delicate question, but I'm hoping, actually, that those people are safe. Did anyone lose their life in that quake?
Well, we know that we've lost one of the cooks that work at the compound there. We heard her at the home crying out for help, could not get to her, and she's the only one that we have confirmed dead that's one of ours. Now, of all of the people who work on the compound, now many of the 210 employees are employed in schools and stuff that's not right in that area, but the all of the compound employees, everyone but one has lost their home. So it's been incredible.
No kidding. And you've been in contact, obviously, based on what you just said there, with people on the ground. What do they tell you about the situation?
Well, Pastor John and Joyce Hansen, who are the missionaries there, were in their home, of course, when this started. And John tried to protect Joyce. He just said he tried to get her and get into a safe place in the middle of the room and cover her body. And he said the throwing of things inside threw both of them against the wall, and just everything inside the home was demolished. Even though their home remains standing, it was severely thrown. They've not been able to go back in the home because they keep having all these aftershocks that more things keep collapsing. So they have been able to stay outside during the time. There is one building there that is a one-story building that just has some wood and metal for a roof, so it's not near as dangerous as the concrete that could fall on them in some of the other buildings.
Yeah, and part of what you've done, and you mentioned this, that you have people working in schools. You've helped to build schools and apartments and houses and churches, and I'm sure they're scattered in different areas. And you don't know about what's happened with those structures, I'm sure, at this point, right?
We know that because we have two-way radios that a couple of the pastors who work on the compound and pastor churches also, we know that the church at Lefebvre was destroyed. The school was damaged there. We know that there's damage at the Boutin school, where my particular church has built two schools at Boutin and a home for the pastor there. We know there's some damage, but we do not know the extent of the damage in either one of those places other than that the church at Lefebvre was completely destroyed.
Mm. You've talked about your 25 years and the involvement and what you found from the people in Haiti with the various trips that you've made, and you've recently made a bunch of trips. Tell us a little bit more about the people there, because I think what people don't understand, a lot of people don't know much about Haiti. What would you tell the people across America listening tonight?
Well, you know, when you consider all of the abject poverty and you consider all of the plight they've been through with the storms and the devastation of things going, they are very joyful, upbeat people. I you know, in listening to what's going on, you think at times that wonder that they would have their moments where they're there, but yet at the same time, they seem to be resilient. They seem to bounce back. They seem to just have a determination to go on. And quite frankly, every time I go, I come home more encouraged than any other time.
Yeah, are you planning to make a trip? Obviously, nobody can get in there right now because of what the FAA is on, but that's going to be lifted. Are you planning to make a trip in the near future?
As soon as I can get in there, I will be going. One of the things that, in talking to Pastor John at our missions compound there, is that we until we can find out what we can do, we have no facility to keep people. It's obvious I would stay in a tent, whatever I'd have to do. But that's as soon as I can. I'd like to get there to help and to assist and to put together some medical teams. We have one medical team that's we're trying to get airport clearance to fly in out of Branson, Missouri, on Saturday, and hopefully they will get there. We've had numerous physicians there with supplies and things trying to get into our particular mission. The major things that's going on there is great, and we're just doing everything we can to see if we can secure some things that will go directly to Pastor John and the pastors and family members that we're in contact with.
All right, we want to tell everybody that you can help, because International Missions Outreach Haiti is accepting donations for that emergency relief. A lot of people have asked me about that, Pastor. You can go to www.supporthaitinow.com, supporthaitinow.com. Pastor, thank you, and good luck with all that, and we appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you so much, and I appreciate any support anybody can do. It's much needed, and I promise you every nickel goes to help those people there in Haiti. And thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right, you too, Pastor. Appreciate it. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about health care and the push in the different direction to the Supreme. Stay with us, everyone.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
America Tonight, the show that's coast to coast and everywhere in between. Water cooler buzz at its best, as we like to say. And I'll tell you, the conversation and the chatter over healthcare reform has not died down. In the recent polls we've seen, it's sort of split among a lot of the people that have been polled on the question of, do you like where things are going? Well, right now, opponents of healthcare reform are pushing on the legal front to maybe take this all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's certainly looking that way. And what the challenge is about the constitutionality of what's going on with the mandate, the individual mandate, which would require people to get health insurance or actually pay the do-re-mi, a financial penalty of at least 2% of their income to the government. We had him on a couple of months ago, terrific guy, Dr. David Doman, who is a D.C. doctor, and he actually, from what I'm told, actually anticipated that this was going to happen with the Supreme Court. And, of course, how did he do that? In the novel that he wrote, Heartbeat, and it's all about America's uninsured. Doc, thanks for coming back on to ATM for the follow-up. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Kate. Good evening.
The what's happening now, just your reaction as a physician, and I know how you feel about healthcare reform and what was going on, of course, in the House and then now with the Senate. But what's your reaction to how long this has gone on and to the opposition?
I'm not at all surprised by how long this process has taken in terms of the legislative timeline. This is an incredibly complex national issue that has been ignored for decades. I do feel, though, that there is a tremendous irony that this has gone all the way on to potentially to the Supreme Court. As you mentioned, I anticipated this possibility in my novel Heartbeat, but ironically, for entirely different reasons. Briefly, in my novel, there is an uninsured woman who is dying of heart disease, And there is a procedure that will save her life, but she doesn't have the financial means to get the procedure completed. So she, through circumstances detailed in the book, is recruited by the American Civil Liberties Union to serve as the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit suing the U.S. Congress in a Supreme Court case demanding health care access for all Americans. So in my novel, I foresaw a constitutional issue to provide health care for the uninsured, not to deny it, as has been discussed on Capitol Hill in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, what do you think? As I said, a lot of the polls have people pretty much split. What do you think it would take to have everybody pretty much, as much as you could get, because I don't think you ever get 100%, but as much as you could get, how could you get the majority of Americans on the same page, if you will, when it comes to health care?
Well, I think that in some respects, President Obama and the Democratic leadership, though their intentions were good, had a difficult choice to make. They realize that this is an issue that's been ignored for many decades, as I said, and they also realize that they had a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate and, of course, in addition, a majority in the House of Representatives. Because of that unique political opportunity and social responsibility, they really have tried to push through a very ambitious agenda to transform the health care in our country. To answer your question, I think what would have been far more palatable for the large majority of Americans would have been to have President Obama, early in his first year of administration, have a national speech that would detail a incremental approach to slowly provide universal health care for all Americans phased in over the next 4 to 8 years. And I think had he tried to achieve a modest legislative victory, finding commonality in a bipartisan fashion in year one, I think it would have created a momentum for change that would have been far more positive here in the nation's capital and certainly would have been embraced nationally.
Yeah, well said. I agree absolutely with that. It more time and implementing it right. As it stands now, and you know this, you're a doctor. And as a doctor, I mean, you're about the patients. You were a physician and a clinical professor of medicine at George Washington University School of Medicine. So from your perspective, in trying to implement this whole thing kind of with the cram job, that's where things get lost because of all the red tape, right, Doc? You have to go through it. You go through all the red tape with the patients, or at least your office does.
Oh, sure. Well, every day, dozens of times every day, we doctors as patient advocates have to literally fight with insurance companies to get necessary diagnostic tests or appropriate therapies approved. I certainly don't anticipate that will necessarily disappear with this new legislation, but what is good about the new legislation is that it will allow patients to get insurance coverage even if they have pre-existing medical conditions. As many of your listeners realize, in today's environment, if somebody is sick and they do not have health insurance, it can become financially impossible to get it. The insurance companies either will deny you the insurance or set premiums that are so ridiculously high you can't afford it. In addition, many insurance policies have in the fine print a statute of limitations, so that if you're young and you have a bad illness or injury, you, contrary to what you may think, where your policy provides open-ended coverage throughout your life, there often are limitations that are in the fine print of the policy. That also will be outlawed by the new legislation. So there's many good protections that are going to be put in place once this legislation is passed.
Yeah. You talked about the Democrats and the White House agenda and how you would have liked to see this all happen. But do you think because of that it's been so divisive for Americans? Again, we go back to this split. You have people that are furious over this. You have other, and really it doesn't matter. You could label anybody, as you know, Doc, liberal, conservative, independent. And the one thing that I've found through the people here on America Tonight and in my own group of friends, nobody's really 100% happy with how this went down. Do you think that's part and parcel why it's been so divisive?
Well, I just think it's such an enormous bill that is going through so quickly that it's led to a lot of anxiety, a lot of misinformation, and a lot of bitterness throughout the country. Unfortunately, one of the unintended results of this political process has been to pit the 47 million uninsured Americans against the 85% of Americans, roughly 250 million, 260 million Americans, who do have coverage. And that never should have happened. I would have preferred to have seen a thoughtful, incremental approach where you could mobilize the American people to help the 47 million uninsured Americans, Americans who don't have access to health care. And to put this in perspective, we, the greatest nation in the world, the wealthiest country in the world, we have 47 million uninsured Americans. Every year, 2 million uninsured Americans are bankrupted by the unexpected cost of uninsured illness or injury. And even worse, 50,000 uninsured Americans die needlessly every year because they don't have access to health care. And I would say to you all listening tonight, that is a human tax that robs our great nation of some of its future vitality. It is immoral, and the time has come to address this issue once and for all.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in these next couple of weeks, Doc, for sure. Somebody wants to get a copy of your novel, Heartbeat. How can they do that?
Well, thank you. I would suggest your listeners go to heartbeatthenovel.com. That's heartbeatthenovel.com. And they'll find direct links to the national booksellers. In addition, you can get day-to-day updates on what's happening on Capitol Hill with health care reform. And even more important, you'll have direct links to the White House website, direct links to your senators, direct links to your local congressional representation, which means that your listeners, if they want to get off the sidelines and participate in the
process. Absolutely. They can do it. Doc, thanks so much.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Bad luck when it comes to football. Coming up in our third hour, don't forget, nail the score, baby. You could have the bragging rights and the prize package if you correctly nail the score, whatever our game of the week's going to be. Who knows what game will randomly be chosen at the mothership with our big bad computer. Once we roll that puppy out, turn it on, and let it fly, almost anything can happen. There are some interesting matchups, to say the least. The Saints and the Cardinals, eh. The Vikings and the Cowboys, a lot of trash talking in Viking land and a lot of trash talking in Dallas. So both fans and players walk in the walk and the swagger start to come out all over the place with these two. I heard that's kind of happening in Arizona, too, but not as much in New Orleans. I thought that was kind of interesting, just some perspective from sports folks I know. But we'll be talking, of course, about the matchups coming up in the third hour. And again, all you have to do, you don't have to know anything about football. All you have to do is pick one of the teams and tell us what you think the final score will be. And you don't have to pay your buck like you do when you play the Mega Millions or any of the other lotto games that are out there when you go to the store and you're hoping to win $50 million, the best jackpot ever. It's funny what people forget, too, about those jackpots. Uncle Sam wants his. However, if you win $50 million and they're going to take the money out, I think you might feel a little bit differently about that versus what happens to us continually as the middle class with taxes. Odds and ends, baby. We haven't even hit up what's happening around the country. A lot of the talk is over Haiti because we're such a great nation of humanitarians. You know, that's so true. So many people are concerned, and Americans are known to reach out and try to find ways to try to help these people. You see it on the local newscasts all over the place. I bet wherever you are right now, and I don't care where it is, whether it's somewhere in Iowa, somewhere in Illinois, somewhere in Connecticut or Kentucky or Texas or Florida, you are absolutely, or any other great places that we air, you absolutely know what I mean, because your local newscast, I bet, led off with stories about Haiti or somewhere in that what we would call first segment before they went off to a commercial break and the weather guy came back. They started talking about what was going on in Haiti and then told you who knew somebody locally or who was reaching out locally or how you could contribute to help. Because you've got this rescue effort, of course, going on, and lots of people have been rescued, and sadly, a lot haven't been rescued. You heard the story right at the top of the show from Pastor Stuart Farley, where he talked about the woman who was trying to get, you know, yelling out for help, and they just couldn't get to her in time. And there are a lot of similar stories happening in an earthquake situation. People buried under rubble, they can survive for X amount of days, but the key is the speed. And there were so many buildings that were flattened that it was tough to get to a lot of the people. They have no idea what the death toll is at this point. No idea whatsoever. But the giving has been big, especially from the United States. And you see those pictures, boy, it just looks like, no way to describe it, but pure hell. Just totally ruined. It would be like you go out your front door and you look around and everything around you has crumbled. Everything. Every single neighbor's house, every car, everything is just done for. Flattened, barely sticking up. The schoolyard doesn't even look like the school anymore. The churches don't look like a church anymore. You can't even see the crosses. So awful, awful stuff. All right, moving on to some other things, of course, that are being discussed besides the situation in the sad situation in Haiti. On the political front, we just talked about healthcare and that tug of war, and the idea that now there's a good chance it'll be pushed to the Supreme Court. All of you know my thoughts on the whole healthcare situation. I mean, we need some kind of reform, but it just seems like it's the insurance companies. It doesn't seem like it is the insurance companies who are winning out on this whole thing. I'll give you the statistics one more time, or this statistic that I think is the scariest one I've ever heard. I mean, ever. Of all the shows I've been, of all the things I've talked about, can you believe that there are 6 healthcare lobbyists to every 1 congressperson or senator? So think about that. Special interests. Interesting, isn't it? Coming up, we're going to tell you about Obama going off on the bankers and talking about the obscene bonuses. So he's going to tax the banks. Look out, getting a big bonus. I think some Goldman Sachs guys won't be happy with that. We'll let you hear what he said earlier in the day. But in the meantime, on the other fronts, this is interesting. The White House released information about the stimulus and how many jobs have been saved. Now, their statistics, talking about numbers, say that they've saved 2 million jobs. And they're calling for more measures, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it, to help pump up the $787 billion package. But again, it's just like the yin and the yang. Okay, we got to give the people something good, and then we're going to tell them the real news. So up front, we're going to say, whew, we saved 2 million jobs. But then we're going to tell you on the other side, well, the outlook for the economy is pretty uncertain, though. So there's no question. I don't care who is president. They know that it's the economy, that it's all about what people have in their wallets because they have to feed their families. It's the fact of life. You know, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy comfort, whether it's medically, whether it's where you're living, just the roof over your head, that kind of stuff. So always, as much as people don't want to be a slave to the dollar, in some senses, we absolutely all are. So any president is not going to want a double-digit number for unemployment. So you can imagine this president is pacing all over the place, all over the White House, to try to figure out a way to get this down, because this has taken a chunk out of his popularity. And he's asking now for other measures to boost those jobs on top of the stimulus package. Now, we heard about all these green jobs and targeted action for employment and approving another $155 billion jobs package. Remember, the House did that last month. The Senate is supposed to take up its version of fresh jobs legislation in the next couple of weeks. You know, the country, this is definite. Look around you. Open your eyes and you'll see it. The country has suffered its worst recession in 70 years, especially because of the housing market. So then it set off the global financial crisis. And what do you expect? The number is double digits, 10%. And from the economists that I've talked to, that while this rosy piece of fresh meat is being thrown to the lions are you and I, really behind the scenes, they're panicked because it's not going to bounce back anytime soon, especially when it comes to the housing industry. That's boggled for at least another year, maybe two. I talked to a guy today in San Francisco, and his company, an offshoot of the old Countrywide, I call it the old Countrywide because they've changed things around. They think it's probably, you know, they won't tell this out loud, but they think among themselves it's probably 2 years being optimistic, but could be 3 years. So what ultimately is that going to do to those numbers if we're saying double digits now? Wow. So, okay, if you want to say that the stimulus worked, but then we hear these stories about the stimulus money being thrown down a rat hole, and boy, we got a ton of examples, sadly, on that side of things. And here we go with the deficit, because as it keeps climbing, the reality is we're trading one thing for another, and the taxes have to go up. So whatever bracket you're in, even if you're in the lowest bracket you could possibly be in, it's going to eat up more of your salary. So how do you ever stay ahead? And more, it feels to me, and this is why I press for fresh voices in Washington, get that third party. It seems to me, give us more choices. It seems to me that it's going to be definitely, if we continue down the same path, the scariest thing, a nation of haves and have-nots, and that's it. And then the middle class that was doing okay, you could educate your kids, you could get by, you could live a comfortable life, you could afford a little vacation. It didn't mean you were, you know, traveling all over Europe first class, but you could go somewhere. You could go to the beach a couple of hours away, and you would be comfortable, you would be fine, you could pay your mortgage. Now you're not hearing those stories still. So where we hear this stuff that's being released about, oh, jobs were saved, really, I want to know where. How many jobs were really saved as to the people who are lining up? Go to a job fair. It used to be you go to a job fair and everybody would have those fresh scrubbed faces and they looked like they never put a suit on because they were fresh out of school and they were like 21 maybe. Now you go to these job fairs and you look around and the people are closer to 40 and maybe even a little bit older than that, anxious, trying desperately to get anything so that they can take care of their family. All right, coming up on the flip side, as I said, we're going to let you hear Obama go off on the bankers. That's next on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Here I am on America Tonight telling you that, thank goodness, Obama at least is going after the bankers, because even his administration couldn't turn a blind eye to the ridiculous bonuses that the bankers received. You know, we lend the helping hand, all of us poor schmoes, and who benefits from it? And this is the problem. It's creating what I said. The atmosphere of the haves and the have-nots. Boy, we don't want that to happen in this country, right? Right now, I still have the optimism of we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and all of you, no matter what point you are in your life and your offspring, have a chance to make whatever they want to make out of their life. And you see those inspirational stories every day, the unbelievable odds that people overcome to whatever type of success they've had. And I don't always mean massive financial success, but whatever type of success it is. So there are endless possibilities. But now there's something about these pinstripers on Wall Street that is become more and more infuriating. And the idea that they throw it in our face after how much money they're getting paid and what the bonuses are, and how much the country, you and I, because we're the country, we're the taxpayers, had to pay to bail them out. Cry me a river, give me a break with TARP, and how the Troubled Assets Relief Program had to throw a big fat life preserver to the Wall Street firms. So, on the rare occasion we are on the same page, he had to come clean. He had to do this. He had to. But here's what President Obama said earlier in the day.
The previous administration started a program, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, to provide these financial institutions with funds to survive the turmoil that they had helped unleash. It was a distasteful but necessary thing to do. Now, we've worked over the last year to manage this program effectively, to hold firms accountable, and to recoup as much tax money as possible. Many originally feared that most of the $700 billion in TARP money would be lost. But because the management of this program by Secretary Geithner and my economic team, we've now recovered the majority of the funds provided to banks. As far as I'm concerned, however, that's not good enough. My commitment is to the taxpayer. My commitment is to recover every single dime the American people are owed. And my determination to achieve this goal is only heightened when I see reports of massive profits and obscene bonuses at some of the very firms who owe their continued existence to the American people. Folks who have not been made whole and who continue to face real hardship in this recession. We want our money back, and we're going to get it. And that's why I'm proposing a financial crisis responsibility fee to be imposed on major financial firms until the American people are fully compensated for the extraordinary assistance they provided to Wall Street. If these companies are in good enough shape to afford massive bonuses, they are surely in good enough shape to afford paying back every penny to taxpayers. Now, our estimate is that the TARP program will end up costing taxpayers around $117 billion. Obviously, a lot less than the $700 billion that people had feared, but still a lot of money. The fee will be in place for 10 years or as long as it takes to raise the full amount necessary to cover all taxpayer losses. This will not be a cost borne by community banks or small financial firms. Only the largest firms with more than $50 billion in assets will be affected. And the size of the fee each bank owes will be based on its size and exposure to debt, so that we are recovering tax dollars while promoting reform of the banking practices that contributed to this crisis.
All right, you want to hear the bad news, of course, on this one. Like I said, he had to come out and do something. But the problem is, you know what the big bad banks are going to do? Pass it on to you and me. That's what will happen. So we'll get, who knows? I bank at Bank of America. Who knows what they'll put sneak in there for fees for me or any of you? And then, of course, what happens with lending? Already it's pretty tough as far as lending is concerned. And what happens to small businesses who are pretty cash-strapped? They may find that they have no money and the windows are slammed when they go to get some. So this is, on one hand, it's a, okay, I got to do something here, and I agree. Something has to be done, but it scares me to death to think ultimately who will pay the price that we'll have these increased fees passed on, and what happens to the small businesses, and then what happens to credit? What happens to consumer credit, right? Oh, well, and so it goes. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. And you know what I like about my great Negro president? I mean, first of all, this is my first time in my life that I am proud of my Obama presidency. Okay? And what I loved about that little thing is he didn't say we're going to tax them. Because, you know, when you go like $5 over and then you get like $45, mm-hmm. they don't call that penalties. They don't call, you know what they call it? They call it fees.
I know.
So Obama says, we're going to call this fees. I'm loving that. You know, it's like, look, I've been getting raped by banks for like the last 25 years. And, you know, for the next 25 years, they will continue to try to rape me. But now, at least I know someone is raping them. And that's the only change. I know they're going to pass it on, but that's because somebody is giving it to them.
That's right. Forget about those big bonuses.
I mean, you know, come on. And the people who really are hurt by these fees, because, I mean, if you're $5 over, you know, let's say you end up getting $35 worth of, you know, overdraft fees.
Sure.
If you've got $50,000 in the bank, that's chunk change.
Right.
But a lot of people, you know, are college students and everything like this. They've got $200, $300, $400 in the bank. And that, you know, that thing, that just cuts a huge chunk out of their money. If they have a lot of money, you know, if you got a lot of money, you don't put it in a savings account, first of all.
Right.
You go to another financial instrument. And so I don't like to agree with him. I'm kind of like to the right of Genghis Khan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
it helps the credibility of the opposition when they do give props to Obama. You know, when he does something good, we should say, hey, you know,
that's
he did something good. Otherwise,
absolutely,
no one is going to listen to us because they're just going to say, no matter what Obama does, the right wing is going to say no. And so, yeah, I'm going to give him props for that. Fees, I love that.
Tamal, I agree with you. It is about the semantics. It is about the words, and that's what I said. You do have to tip your cap on this one. And I mentioned it was a rarity, but I agree with you, except for that,
you know,
we know we're going to take it.
Yeah. And, you know, they're screwing up on the other side of the equation. They're going to give more money to Fannie and
right.
Freddie.
Right.
But that's, you know, you knew that was coming along. And I think this was a smart move. And maybe the banks will get it. I mean, can you imagine banks just publishing that they're going to give out $30 billion of bonuses? I mean, that's like spitting in the face of everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, maybe if it was like 2005, you know, when the stock market was roaring, but people are lining up for unemployment, they're losing jobs, and these banks just got, you know, their stocks are going up. They just got, you know, the TARP money, and they say, you know, we're going to get some bonuses, billions of dollars worth.
And we're just on the wrong side. Absolutely. Thanks, Tomas. Hey, you can flip me your thoughts on Obama giving it to the bankers or anything else that we've talked about during this hour of America Tonight. You know how to reach me. AmericaTonight.net.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.